What if the most caring thing you bring into a cross-cultural encounter is not expertise, but the willingness to be taught? Cultural humility is a lifelong posture of learning, self-reflection, and respect. Cultural competence can help us gain useful knowledge about traditions and communities, but cultural humility reminds us that no list of facts makes us an expert on another person's life. The person before us remains the primary interpreter of their own story, beliefs, losses, and hopes. This matters deeply in global and refugee care. Displacement may involve much more than losing a house. A person may be grieving community, language, social standing, familiar routines, cultural identity, and a predictable future. They may also carry experiences of violence, hardship, or betrayal by authorities and helping systems. Silence, hesitation, or limited disclosure may be protective. We should not label these responses as resistance or take them personally. Cultural humility also asks us to notice power. As chaplains, we may represent an institution, hold access to resources, or simply appear to know how the local system works. Even with good intentions, that power can shape the encounter. Our task is to protect dignity and return agency wherever we can. Consider a first visit with a recently resettled family. After a long silence, a father says, "At home, we had my father's garden. It is all gone now." You may feel an urge to reassure him that he is safe, praise his resilience, or begin listing services. That urgency can serve our discomfort more than his need. A culturally humble response sounds different. "That is a great loss. Thank you for telling me. We can go at your pace." Then allow the silence to remain. If he wants practical help, ask what would be useful rather than assuming. If concerns arise that call for medical, mental health, legal, or social service support, make an appropriate referral. Chaplains do not diagnose or treat. We offer spiritual care, steady presence, and connection to qualified help. Watch for three common shadow expressions: superiority, pity, and urgency. Superiority assumes our worldview is better. Pity reduces a person to suffering. Urgency rushes to fix, explain, or fill silence. The corrective is curiosity joined with restraint. Try asking, "What would feel respectful to you right now?" Or, "What is important for me to understand?" The grounded takeaway is simple. Enter as a guest, listen as a learner, and hold your certainty lightly. Cultural humility does not require perfect knowledge. It requires honest reflection, respect for agency, and the courage to remain present without taking over.